Along with a Charlie Brown Christmas, one of the cherished traditions of this time of the year when it comes to TV or radio is Greg Hames, who brings in his annual list of out of the ordinary, that's all I can say, out of the ordinary Christmas songs. Greg is from Nippertown.com, which is a great website, 12 months of the year, not just at this time of the year. And Greg has brought another great collection, and we start off, this is sort of a Cold War duck and cover. Sort of a start to this thing.
Yes, it is. A cold winter night, holiday season. Okay, not this year maybe, but still, you think of Christmas, you think of cold winter night, and naturally the next thing you think about is the Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's time to kick things into high gear here with Heather Noel. What a clever name. Heather Noel doing her version of, and probably the only version of, Santa Came on a Nuclear Missile.
Noel, Santa Came on a Nuclear Missile. I'm surprised Sinatra didn't cover that, you know?
There's so many Christmas albums out there, and nobody has covered that one that I'm aware of.
And keeping in the Fallout Shelter frame of mind, we go to Mr. Russian, Please Don't Shoot Down Santa's Sleigh.
That's right. The Cold War continues with the sensational little Shayna Lynette, who has her own little Christmas wish list. Mr. Russian, please don't shoot down Santa's sleigh.
There's a Christmas card I'm sending out today from the children of the world who'd like to say something special to a man in a far distant land. And here's what the little children have to say. Mr. Russian, I don't know if you believe in Santa.
The sensational little Shayna Lynette. Mr. Russian, please don't shoot down Santa's sleigh. Remember those NORAD tracking they used to put on Christmas?
Yes.
I think they still do.
I think they still do. Yeah.
Giselle McKenzie.
Right. Do you remember Giselle McKenzie?
Is that a hit parade kind of thing?
Yeah, she was kind of a regular on a lot of variety shows back in the 60s and stuff. And this one is probably today would be politically incorrect.
Oh, it sure would be.
But, you know, back then you could get away with this stuff. And Giselle McKenzie got away with Too Fat for the Chimney.
Fat, fat, he's too fat, 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 much too fat, fat, fat. He'll never get down, never get down. He's too fat for the chimney, too fat for the chimney. So open the door and let poor Santa Claus in. There's no room for his tummy. Please do something, Mommy. Without Santa Claus, oh, how can Christmas begin? I don't see how.
Giselle McKenzie, Too Fat for the Chimney. And we were talking about 77 Sunset Strip. Now, Greg and I are old enough to remember that show. I don't remember what it was about, but I do remember there was this cooler than cool guy named Kooky who used to park the cars for Efren Zimbalist Jr. and everybody else who was on that show.
Right.
And Ed Kooky Burns, who had his own hit about something about to do with a comb.
Kooky, Kooky, lend me your comb.
Well, he also put out some Christmas music. And Ed Kooky Burns, Yulesville.
Yep, the ultimate hipster of his generation. And he delivers his own hipster version of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas with Yulesville.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the pad, not a hip cat was swinging, and that's nowhere, Dad. The stove was hung up in that stocking routine, like maybe the fat man would soon make the scene. The kids that fell by had just made the street. I was ready for Snoresville. Man, was I beat. When there started a rumble that came on real frantic, so I opened the window to figure the panic. I saw a slick rod that was making fat tracks, souped up by 8 ponies, all wearing hat racks. And a funny old geezer was flipping his lid. He told them to make it, and man, like they did. They were out of the chute making time like a bat, turning the quarter in 8 seconds flat. They parked by the smokestack in bunches and clusters, till Chubby slid down, coming on like gangbusters. His threads were from Cubesville, and I had to chuckle. In front, not in back, was his Ivy League buckle. The mop on his chin hit a button-down collar, and with that red nose, Dad, he looked like a baller. Like he was the squarest, the most absolute. But let's face it, huh? Who cares when he left all that loot? He laid the jazz on me and peeled from the gig. Well, and have a cool you, man. Later. Like Dick?
Ed Kooky Burns, Yulesville, from the cherished 77 Sunset Strip. What was it? Late 50s, early 60s, I think, on TV.
Yeah.
And Santa's coming in a whirlybird. This is an annual tradition here Northeast Report and Greg Hames.
I hear that my old producer emeritus, Katie Britton, is leaving the WAMC family.
And she's becoming a nurse.
That's a wonderful thing.
It sure is.
I wish her the best. But this one I always played for Katie, and I can't do a Christmas show without capping it all off with that annual Nippertown classic by Ashley Dees. Santa's coming in a whirlybird.
Whirlybird, 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 whirlybird.
Santa Claus got a new whirlybird.
The news is out, and I've been told it came by wire from the great North Pole. I'm sure each boy and girlie heard Santa Claus has got a new whirlybird.
For Katie Britton and her new career as a nurse, for everyone else who wants to see Santa Claus in a helicopter, as they used to call it, a whirlybird.
That's whirlybird.
Ashley Dees and Santa's coming in a whirlybird. Well, you have to wait another year before Greg comes back with some great, great Christmas songs. But he'll be back. He'll be back next month.
But if you like these Christmas songs, I highly recommend heading over to the Linda on Thursday night, 7 o'clock. There's a feature documentary about some of the most fanatic Christmas music collectors. It's called Jingle Bell Rocks. And I don't know if they'll be playing, if the movie will have any of these songs, but you might find some other weird ones in there.
All right, that's at the Linda next Thursday, right across the street at Central and Quail. And next month, Greg will be back with a little more, I guess, tame music, you may want to call it.
I don't know if it'll be tame.
Well, certainly more mainstream than this stuff, huh?
We won't be talking about nuclear missiles and Mr. Russian, I
don't think so. Well, happy holidays and a happy new year to you and everyone at Nippertown, Greg.
Thank you very much, Brian, and same back right at you.
A talking doll for Jane and Joe. There'll be toys for every child if you promise not to drive your mom and daddy wild.
Santa's coming in a whirlybird. Christmas night in a whirlybird.
So if you're good and you don't goof, the whirlybird is gonna land on your roof.
Whirlybird, whirlybird, whirlybird.